Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder and executive director of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
Folks, I hope that you've been having a good day today, and I hope that you are ready for some encouragement as you head into the weekend. God is doing wonderful things all over the world. And a little later in this broadcast, we're going to talk with one of the producers from The Chosen about a very exciting project that they have put together for the Christmas season. And it's a wonderful opportunity for people, not just in our country, but all over the world, to be confronted with the gospel in a very moving and winsome way. When I study the scriptures, and I love to study the scriptures, I love to teach the scriptures, as I do so, I'm especially drawn to the narratives. I mean, it's all good, but ultimately, even the non-narrative passages, that is, the non-story passages, tell a story. All of Scripture, ultimately, is His story. God wrote before the creation of the world the plan, and He has worked in every generation for the good of those who love Him, who are the called according to His purpose. That's not just something He started doing since you came along. God has always been working for the good of those who love Him, who are the called according to His purpose. Believe that. It's true. And the thing is, when I go through the scriptures and I look at the narrative passages, I see how God interacts with people in a way that is perfectly suited to who they are. Today at lunch, literally, I was talking with a friend about Jesus' encounter with Mary and with Martha after Lazarus had died. They had sent for Jesus, and they, you know, wanted Him to come, and Jesus waited until Lazarus was dead before He started the journey to where Lazarus was. I mean, what a disappointment. Why would He do that? The scriptures emphasize the fact that He loved these people. It wasn't that He didn't love them. It was that He only did what the Father told Him to do, and He said what the Father told Him to say. And so when He gets there, Martha hears that Jesus has come, finally, and Martha goes to where Jesus is. And her words to Him are, "Lord, if you'd been here, my brother wouldn't have died." I mean, that's not really an accusation, but it is a complaint. She wanted Jesus to get there sooner. And so, as a result, she's telling Jesus how she feels about what's happened and the fact that her brother died needlessly. "You could have spared us this. It didn't have to be this way. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." And Jesus answered her so beautifully, so graciously, inspiring faith by talking with her about the resurrection of the dead. And not just the resurrection that would come far in the future for all of us, but the fact that Jesus is the resurrection and the life, and that faith in Him changes everything and gives us eternal life. Jesus interacted with Martha in a way that was perfect for Martha. But then word is sent by Martha to the to Mary, the other sister who had a totally different personality. And Mary goes out because Martha said, the master's here and he's asking for you. So Mary goes out to see Jesus. And when she sees him, she says to him the exact same words that Martha had said. The exact same words. But coming from Mary, it's different. Because Mary's different. Because all of us are different. And Jesus doesn't respond to Mary the same way he responded to Martha. Jesus responds with a tenderness, a lot less words, and with tears. Jesus knew what Mary needed, just like he knew what Martha needed. He gave each of them what they need, and he gives each of us what we need. You and I are dealing with a God, not just a book. We're dealing with a God who is personal, not just some cosmic force. And so when Jesus encounters Mary and speaks to her in that way and treats her differently than he treated Martha, it wasn't because he loved one better than the other. It's because he loved them both and he gave each one what was needed. Now, I say all of this because I think that the chosen is rather remarkable in the way that it recognizes these differences in human personalities and gives glimpses. Again, now going beyond what's in Scripture, it gives glimpses of what perhaps the Scripture only hints at, clues about the various people with whom Jesus interacted. We're going to talk in just a moment with Daryl Eves, who is the executive producer of The Chosen. And if you're not familiar with The Chosen, just Google it. But get the app on your phone and you can watch it. It is absolutely an amazing phenomenon that is, I believe, a real work of God. It's not inspired like the Scripture is. It's not authoritative like the Scripture is, but it is nevertheless a powerful tool which God has provided to reach multitudes of people around the world. We're going to talk with Daryl about that. Again, if you've never seen it, if you've never watched any of it, you ought to. If you want to share it with a friend, it is something God is using not only to encourage Christians, but to reach people who don't know Jesus all over the world. So again, we're going to talk with Daryl Eves, executive producer of The Chosen, and we're going to hear from him something of what the Lord is up to through that series and what God is doing in places that are very hard to reach through traditional evangelism, traditional missions. The gospel is the power of God for the salvation of those who believe. And if you and I really want to reach people, we don't need to invent something new. We need to faithfully proclaim the gospel as it is in God's word. But the chosen has endeavored to do just that. They have really worked hard at staying true to the Scriptures. And therefore, it is a very worthwhile production, and I commend them for what they've done. So welcome to the broadcast, Daryl Eves, executive producer of The Chosen. Daryl, glad to meet you.
It's nice to meet you, too.
Tell me, obviously, The Chosen has broken all records. It is an absolutely extraordinary not just, you know, cinema work. It is a work of God. God has used it to touch tons of lives, to interest lots of people, to generate a lot of enthusiasm among believers and a lot of interest among unbelievers. So thank you for that, because I know you're one of the producers.
You're welcome. It's definitely our pleasure, because our heart is really wanting the world to see an authentic Jesus. And and we put a lot of energy and effort into that, because, you know, authenticity is important, and to see Jesus interact with those that he called and kind of his ministry gives us a different perspective on on what's actually written in the Bible. It gives us like some clarity of, oh, that's who that meant, or, oh, that's an interesting scenario. And it kind of leads us back to the ultimate source, which is the Bible.
Amen. And again, I think it's evident that there's been a consistent effort to be true to the scriptures while artistically having to add things and imagine things and, you know, develop things in a way that helps people to understand. It's not, let's say it is an extreme form of paraphrase, because you go beyond just paraphrasing words to imagining context and, you know, just the way that a sentence is read from the scriptures lends clarity. And this goes beyond that. So, I mean, yeah, but I think working at being true to the scriptures throughout.
Yeah, I think the best way to do it is, like, the scriptures are the scriptures, and the chosen is not even is scripture, right? It's not even close to being scripture. The Bible will always be the Bible, and we're not anything even close to that. However, there's contexts that are in the Bible, and we're trying to figure out what would be plausible to lead to that moment that it would be documented for us to read. And that's what we try to put in some backstory, anything that could be plausible. The way that I like to look at it is, you know, these are real people that actually lived, and they had lives outside of what was written in the Bible. So what could those things be? Yes. And it led to a lot of the decisions and things that were actually captured in the Bible, which we're able to give a little bit of backstory.
Yeah. And much of my preaching is challenging people to put themselves into the story.
Yeah.
You know, which of these individuals do you identify with? Who are you here? And as we do that, it becomes real clear to most of us that we are not Jesus.
Not even remotely close.
but you know, are you the woman who was caught in sin? Are you the guy who was standing there with a rock in your hand until the old guys dropped theirs and walked away? Are you one of the old guys who realize, okay, we shouldn't be doing this? Yeah. You know, I mean, where are you in the story? And that's what I think you folks do really well, is you develop the story, you tell the story, the Bible story, in a way that helps people to identify with the various characters.
Well, you nailed it on the head. Yeah, you nailed it on the head with that, for sure. That's what we wanted to do from the beginning, is we wanted to see the transformational moment in people's lives. And the only way you can do that, and the only way you can really self-identify with someone, is to show a diversity of characters with different issues and problems, right? Because we all face something differently. If it was all kind of cookie cutter the same way, which, you know, this is a kind of a nod to what we're trying to do, is like have our own individual journeys. It's more about those that he called than it is about Jesus, but it's more about their transformations when Jesus calls them to follow and see that transformation actually occur, whether it's they decide to follow or not. You kind of see the ramifications in their life from that.
And again, I think it's beautiful to bring home the fact that if you encounter Jesus, you don't leave the same. You know, nobody met Jesus and kind of went away with no impact on them.
Yeah.
You know, everybody, for better or for worse, made a decision. And you all do that beautifully. And I commend you. Now,
thank you.
You've got a Christmas special coming up. Is that right?
We do. And we're really excited about it, because the start of The Chosen actually was from a short film that my partner made, Dallas Jenkins, made for his church. It was for the Christmas Eve service. And it was basically showcasing the birth of Jesus Christ, but we saw it through the perspective and lens of the shepherd. And it literally launched The Chosen. It gave us a perspective of what could the TV series be. And so we wanted to go back to our roots this year and basically show the other side of the story, which is Mary and Joseph's journey. and kind of the when they were called and what they were able to do and all the little things in between, it gives a beautiful look using characters that were used and are currently cast members in The Chosen, and then also some that haven't been introduced yet that will be introduced, but they'll be in season 3, which we're really excited about that as well.
Excellent. So you're going to have another season.
We are. We're going to have 7. So we're hoping, God willing, that we can get 7 seasons out, and we want to get to 1 billion people. But yeah, that's our desire.
Praise God. Well, I think that's tremendous. Now, when are people going to be able to watch the Christmas special?
Well, because of the response of our fans, the fans of The Chosen, we have an extended playing time. It was only meant to be for December 1st and 2nd, but the demand was so big, we broke the record of a private screening for that day, and they opened it up to multiple days now, multiple times, and we're just really blessed to see that, and it's actually increasing in different theaters as we speak and different times. And so you can go ahead and check the listings on that as well.
Praise God. Well, again, I think it seems to me that God's hand is on this and that the Lord has been pleased to take this way beyond what you all imagined at the start. And one of the things, you know, we've talked about in the past is that this came after enormous, heartbreaking disappointment, tremendous, humbling disappointment, and what some might call failure. Yep. And the beauty of that is that's the way God loves to work, because it becomes very clear then that this is not my strength. You know, this is something where God says, okay, now watch what I can do. And God has been at work through this series. And
he has. That's the power. He really has. Yeah. One thing that I do need to say, and I do believe this is part of the response of why The Chosen is really taking off, is the world is craving for this type of content. The world's craving for a little bit of light, because there's so much darkness in the world, and there's not a lot of options out there. And this just literally stands out like a beacon. Yes. When people see it and receive it, they have to share. They have to share because it really impacts them on a deep level. And I do want to say, if anyone's just really inspired to create, you know, the world's just really just wanting this, you know, out in the world. And that's why I really love seeing different creators come on for this Christmas special. We have artists from around the world that are showcasing their talents and their abilities, you know, whether it's through music or the spoken word. This night is going to be super special, especially with what we all have put together for the world.
Praise God. Now, when you say the world, what has been the response in other places besides Middle America?
Do you know, we've been pleasantly pleased with the response that we have pockets of countries that it's being spread. One of the first ones I want to share with you, because it really was impactful, when we was first really pushing and promoting The Shepherd, that was that short film that Dallas made for the church. Mm-hmm. We had someone reach out to us that actually had a satellite system that was able to get into Iran. And we had over 2 million views that just came from Iran.
Praise God.
Of The Shepherd. And that right there was like saying, hey, there's really no barrier that we can't, you know, go over with God's help. And ultimately, we're in every country right now. We're in 70 plus languages, and we're continuing our efforts to really translate this and get this out to the world, all because we can serve it through our phones, the app itself. And so, you know, anyone all around the world can see the series just through their cell phone.
Well, I know that's one of the things that thrills me with our broadcast on the internet, is when we get the reports back of people in closed countries who are watching it on their phone. Well, I'm the last I heard was that about 60% of our viewership worldwide is on cell phones.
That's amazing.
And, you know, I mean, that just blows my mind, partly because I would never sit around and watch a whole movie on my cell phone.
Yeah.
That's because I'm an old geezer. But clearly God, now there is all kind of evil in the world, but God is doing magnificent things. And the cell phones are one of the ways in which he is working. Mine just tried to alert me to something. the cell phone is being used by God in amazing ways to get the Bible out in people's languages, to get a production like The Chosen out in people's languages, their heart language. As you said, you've got 70 languages, 70 yep. languages where this thing is out there. That would not have been possible 10 years ago. And not only because the cell phones weren't that advanced, but the translation capacity wasn't that advanced. God is escalating things, and it almost makes one wonder if perhaps we're getting close to the end of history as we know it.
Yeah, I'm really excited with what's happening and getting direct to the people. I think the inspiration came when I was out in Singapore and saw a family of five just sitting around a small little Android device watching a TV show. And it was like, you know, this is what we need to do. This is the only way you can get to a billion people is go directly to them and not put a lot of barriers there. And there's a lot of people that cannot afford the setups that they have in different first world countries. But you're seeing more and more as internet's out there in just the jungles of Africa down to the streets of Cambodia, they're able to watch the show, The Chosen, which is amazing because it's like $0 for them to actually watch the show. And that's why we're so excited about the project.
Amen. And I love, again, you don't require people to sign up and, you know, you got to fill out a bunch of stuff and identify who you are. And then, you know, for a subscription of only this much per month and you're just getting the word out. You're just getting the word out. You just give freely, receive, freely give. I love that. To me, that speaks again of the fact that this is a God thing, because I know so many ministries that slide quickly into how can we maximize this for us?
Right.
And you guys have instead focused on how can we maximize this for our audience to reach as many people as possible with the gospel.
And what we found, and this is where it just doesn't make any sense, and there's a higher power most definitely, is the moment that we decided to go out to the world for free, that's the moment we became profitable and it was able enough to not only fund season two, but we're almost funded completely season three, which makes no sense whatsoever.
Well, unless there is a God.
Well, there is a God and he's making it possible for sure.
And you know, that's the thing. We often operate as if the message that we're trying to proclaim doesn't work in the real world.
Yeah.
And the fact is, it is the real world. All this other scaffolding and stuff around here is passing away.
Yeah.
You know, this is the stuff that is temporal, not going to last. God's word is eternal. And so when we get in line with him and start doing what he says, it makes a world of difference. Daryl, thank you so much, both for what you've been doing and for coming on the broadcast today to share it with us. May God bless you richly, and may God continue to use The Chosen and this Christmas special in order to reach multitudes. And as you said, 1 billion people is what you're praying for. That's marvelous. God bless you, brother.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE, or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.